Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Tova. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're reading from Acts chapters 11 and 12 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord, for our lives, thanking you for our health and all of our strength, giving you glory, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy that you've given to each and every one of us. Lord God, we acknowledge you today as our strong, our true and living creator, the one who created all things, everything that we see, you created. Lord God, we give you glory and praise for the wonders, Lord God, that we see in the earth, the wonders we see in the sky. Lord God, the stars, Lord God, that don't fall to the earth and burn us up. We give you glory because you hold everything into place, Lord God, and even our lives. You hold our lives in place, and we give you glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord, because you are our deliverer. Amen. The one who wrapped himself and flesh and dwelt among us, had like passions as we do, and even thrust upon yourself the sins of each and every one of us so that we could again be in the place that we were always intended, in relationship with the God of the universe, the privilege of being in relationship with our Creator. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. I thank you, Lord, because you are our strength today. You are the author and the finisher, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. You, oh God, are our provider. You, Lord, only you. Lord, you are the one that's given us the talents that we see, Lord God, that enabled us to be successful and go from one glory to the next because of your spirit, because you reign on us. Oh God, I thank you. You are a creative God, a God of creation, and you've made us to be creative as well. And people wonder where this creativity came from. It came from you, oh God, and I acknowledge all things. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the beauty of creativity. I thank you, Lord, for the wonders, Lord God, of your majesty. I thank you, Lord, for your sovereignty, Lord God. I thank you that you've loved us with an everlasting love, and there's nothing we can do to escape the fact that you love us, because you love us no matter what our condition, up, down, in, out. You love us still. I thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, that you pursue us no matter where we find ourselves, and you align us and realign us and position us and reposition us so that we are in right fellowship, right alignment with your spirit so that we can hear you when you speak. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give glory to you, Jesus. Move, Lord God, in us right now, Lord God. Each of us have needs that are before you, several needs, Lord, and all of us have a need to be closer to you, Lord God. All of us have a need, Lord God, to be in your presence. All of us have a need to hear your direction and obey. Oh, Lord God, speak to each and every one of our hearts right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, and everything that has come against our purpose and our destiny, everything that's come against our ability to hear, every lying spirit, every pathological demon, every spirit of confusion. God, rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I cancel every assignment of the enemy over my life and over the lives of each and every one of these listeners right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that we have a clear path, Lord God, to you even now during this time, Lord God, in this 30 minutes. Father, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord, like never before. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord, to move. We need you, Lord, hallelujah, to bring to life, Lord God, those things that were once dead. Oh, Lord God, we need your realignment, your reassignment. We need, Lord God, your provision. We need, Lord God, your invoking. We need, Lord God, your move. We need your breakthrough. We need you to break us out. We need you to encourage us. We need you.
Oh, Lord God, we need you every day and every hour for everything under the sun. We need you, Lord. We need you to show us our value and our worth, Lord God, when we can't see it ourselves, when people have spoke words over us that they should have never spoken, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, to remedy, Lord God, those things, Lord God, and show us once again that we are your beloved. We are loved of you, and you pursue us mightily and bring forth your great and mighty salvation in our lives. And we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for your mercy, for your love, and for your kindness. Lord God, open your word before us today. Give us more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Lord God, not so that we can hold it and get fat on your word, but so that we can be obedient and go out into the world and encourage others, Lord God, to come, encourage others, Lord God, to stand, encourage others, Lord God, that they are the beloved of the Lord, that we were always intended to be in relationship with you, not in a lot in league with enemies, with your enemies, with our enemies. Oh, Lord God, we walk so long in darkness, some of us, Lord God, that we don't know the difference between a friend and a foe. Oh, but Lord, your enemies are our enemies today. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to see, Lord God, help us to see, and don't let us, Lord Jesus, don't let us, Lord God, stop because we're uncomfortable. Don't let us hold our hands over our eyes because it's ugly and because it hurts, but let us see what is before us, Lord God, because your comfort and your peace is greater. Your provision is greater. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move in us right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and help us, Lord, to move forward and not back. Oh, Lord God, to move forward into our destiny, forward into our purpose, forward into excellence, forward into our purpose. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory even right now in the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord God, as we read in Acts today, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. We give glory and honor to the God of the universe, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, because he is moving even right now in ways that we don't see and perhaps don't even understand. God is moving. And for us, he is moving on our behalf. He is making a way for us. He is maneuvering things out of our path and into our path so that we be those children of destiny, so that we be the children of excellence and of purpose that he called us to be. He called each and every one of us to greatness. And no, all of our greatness won't look the same, but it's still great nonetheless. Amen. When God gets the glory, it is great. When he gets the glory out of our lives, it is great. Hallelujah. Let me give glory and honor to God, hallelujah, to him for his mercy and his love for each and every one of us. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Today, to the glory of the Lord, we are reading from Acts chapters 11 and 12. Amen. From the New King James Version of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went in to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter explained it to them in order from the beginning, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object descending like a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. When I observed it intently and considered, I saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Arise, Peter, kill and eat.' So, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, 'What God has cleansed, you must not call common.' Now this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. At that very moment, three men stood before the house where I was, having been sent to me from Caesarea. Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house, and he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to him, 'Send men to Joppa, and call Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words
by which you and all your household will be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, then God so granted to the Gentiles repentance to life. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed from Tarshish to seek Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. And in these days prophets came from Jerusalem and Antioch. Then one of them, named Agabus, stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea. This they also did and sent it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. Now about the time Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some of the church, then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, gird yourself and tie on your sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, put on your garment and follow me. So he went out and followed him, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod, from all the expectation of the Jewish people. So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, you are beside yourself, yet thinking that it was so. So they said, it is his angel. Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But motioning to them with his hand to keep silence, he declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go tell these things to James and to the brethren. And he departed and went to another place. Then as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers about what had become of Peter. But when Herod had searched for him and not found him, he examined the guards and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there. Now Herod had been very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, but they came to him with one accord and having made Blastus, the king's personal aide, their friend, they asked for peace because their country was supplied with food by the king's country. So on the set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God. And he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and they also took with them John, whose surname was Mark. I have read, and you have heard from Acts chapter 11 and 12 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you will continue to join me, amen, as we continue in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.